This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Clarity. We have to follow the facts.
Credibility.
What we want is the facts.
And conversation.
What everyone should be talking about, what you're talking about.
Hear about it first.
Begin a brand new day.
Talk about it now. News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Marion County Commissioner Carl Zalek in the house. Good morning, Carl. How you doing?
Oh, we're doing great, man. We are a month of Sundays into the Trump administration, and I don't know. I mean, can
life
you say
good?
Kicking beep, you know, on the radio?
Yeah,
I don't
man.
Know. I don't know how it works here.
Yeah, yeah. Uncovering fraud and waste kicking booty.
And the reports that are coming out just continue to amaze me of the unfiltered access that certain NGOs and other subcontractors have to the federal. I mean, it continues to blow my mind. I was talking to a friend the other day. When I park for $5, I have to have a whole agenda submitted to the county and blah, blah, blah. And they check everything just to make sure that was a legitimate expense.
Were you really parking in that lot? Were you really
right?
going
I
to
mean,
this meeting that
yeah.
had to do with county business, et cetera,
I mean,
et cetera? Yeah,
never
scrutiny.
Mind the millions of dollars that are just missing from accounts.
It is crazy. And they were told to rubber stamp things and never say no. Specifically said, do not say no to anything.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
just, it's ludicrous.
And then FEMA with illegal immigration,
oh,
right?
God.
I mean,
while
thing
people
after
are
another,
in,
right?
Yeah, while people in North Carolina don't have a roof over their head and it's the middle of winter, while people on the beach see their homes completely destroyed and no help on the way because they had a Trump flag in front of their house. I mean, yeah.
But we can send people to school in Asia.
Better times are coming.
Oh
better
gosh.
Times are already on the way.
Kicking rear end, and I just love it. Anyway.
And apparently the folks in Marion County are so happy. They don't have one fair going on at the same time. Basically, you have two fairs going
we
on.
We do.
Tell me about the Ute Fair.
Yeah, the Ute Fair. I mean, this is our 85th anniversary at the Livestock Pavilion. If you haven't been to the Ute Fair in years or you want to come check it out maybe for the first time, please come down to the Southeastern Livestock Pavilion this weekend, the 20th through March 1st. 2025 is the Footloose at the fair.
So you got to dance?
It. Oh, yeah. We're dancing.
Okay.
We're dancing, you know.
And this has a lot to do with the 4-H and the FFA students. And
correct.
These are going to be some possibly working in the ag sector as adults. And that is much needed.
You know, listen, when we get to meet with these 4-H students and FFA students, hear them speak. I mean, all the things that they continue to go through classes on, how they understand agriculture, what those markets look like today. These are impressive young people. And man, I love the fact that they can go raise a cow, a pig, or, you know, some chicken,
mm-hmm.
whatever.
Mm-hmm.
They learn how to do that.
Yep.
And then the community gets behind them and has a huge sale. They raise some money. And, you know, we're putting some of these kids through college because they're able to do that. I think that's phenomenal.
Well, you know, farming and cattle and all that, that is serious business. There's a lot
it
of
is.
Science behind it. And these young folks, that's our next generation. So we're going to need some of them to become our future farmers.
Yeah.
Maybe that's where they get
the
that
future
from.
Future farmers.
got a new park coming in Reddick.
Yeah, this is really cool. We haven't had a park open in the 5th District in quite a long time. And so this Reddick Park is a partnership with the township and Marion County Parks and Recreation. We're going to have this park. We just did the groundbreaking. We scooped some dirt as they get ready to build the building, put the swing sets and the playground. grounds and all that stuff in. The new park will be located in the heart of Reddick. Have bathrooms, open multi-use little center, and a great just little community park. The town of Reddick, it blows my mind. It was founded in 1882. So with just over 500 residents, this park is going to be a great little element there. When you're there, there's also a cool little library and a great place for some chicken. So check it out.
You know, it's nice to have park space and usable park space, you know, right, with the recreation and the bathrooms and the open areas that can be utilized by all the residents there. It's a great idea.
Yep.
And look, I-75, tell me about this gateway thing. Yeah. I know we've been talking about this for a while. Apparently, it's getting close.
Yeah, it's up. It's they're testing the lights. They're doing all the things. So you either love me or hate me for this one, right? I mean, I have gotten so much hate mail. And then also so much great mail. Whether people love the fact that they get to see this one-of-a-kind horse-looking emblem as they come back and know what Ocala is, mm-hmm, or they think that we're using taxpayer dollars as in property tax. I want to let everyone know this money is from the tourist development tax. So when folks come to our community, mm-hmm, and they stay in a hotel,
right,
they pay a little bit extra,
yep,
and that extra money goes back in to reinvigorate the tourism sector. Without the 1.4 million people that come to visit Marion County every year, it would not be possible. And so the signage lets people know that are both local, hey, you're home, and visitors, you're welcome to the horse capital of the world. And so that's what we were trying to do in this gateway signage, mm-hmm, and really make it a one-of-a-kind place on I-75 that you can't see anywhere else. And that's why the imagery of the horses and the trees and the Ocala name is there.
Yeah, I was watching some kind of series again last night. This is not the first time. And somebody mentioned Ocala.
Yeah.
Ocala.
Ocala.
And I'm like, really? Still?
Yeah, they're close.
This
I've heard Ocala a couple of times.
So, look, you want to be on the map and you want people to know how to say it. Micanopy is a whole other story, but Ocala right. It's not that tough.
You know, the cool thing is that 1.4 million people, because of their spending in the economy, mm-hmm, we do a study every year. It saves the taxpayers of Marion County by having those visitors here on their property tax about $550 a year. So it is definitely a great generator to have these folks as the World Equestrian Center continues to build out. The conference center is coming by next year. We've got a lot of great things on it. I don't have it on here, but I'll bring it next time. We also just approved the $4.5 million in Rotary Sports Complex for its first artificial turf setup. I'll bring that to you next time and talk a little bit about those fields and what that's going to bring to our youth participants at the Rotary Sports Complex.
Now, this is not to be confused with the youth fair that is also going on. This Marion County Fair starts today, and this is the kind that has the rides and the games and the petting zoos and all the fun. Tell me about
it. Right off I-75 Thursday, of course, today, the 20th through Sunday, the fair will operate
through Sunday, March 2nd.
Yeah. So Monday through Thursday, the tickets are it's open from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m., Friday till 11. Of course, they have collection of carnival rides, food vendors, all of the corn dogs and funnel cake you can eat. The ultimate ride wristbands are there. You can go to Dream Amusements, dreamlandamusements.com, and get your tickets. So definitely check it out. And we also have Marion County Day coming March 29th. So mark your calendars. That's where we have all the free stuff for the kids and the education and food trucks for Marion County. That'll be at McPherson. So we've got a lot of stuff coming on in the next month or so for you to get out, get in the community, and love the place you live.
Gonna get out there and bark like a carny, are you?
Woo! I think you can do it. I think you could.
Yeah.
I can hear him doing it. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll give him that little Mr. microphone and he'll say, hey, you. Get out. Hey, you can't throw that ball out here.
Hey, you kids, get off my lawn.
One of those guys.
Good times. Good times, I gotta tell you. All right. Carl Zalek, Marion County Commissioner, always a pleasure.
Thank you, my
friend.
Keep
up the good work.
I appreciate it. I'm enjoying living in the golden age. See y'all next time.
The horse capital.